USA Radio News with Wendy King.
2-1-0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bottom Dog.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley have made it safely into orbit in the Crew Dragon. SpaceX is now the first privately owned company to fly humans to the International Space Station.
On behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying the Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
In Minneapolis, protests continue over the killing of George Floyd while in police custody. In Oakland, California, a federal security officer was killed during a demonstration. A second officer was also injured in a shooting outside the federal courthouse. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
The Minnesota National Guard is being mobilized after another night of chaos and violence. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says innocent people as well as many businesses are being harmed.
Our Minneapolis residents are scared and rightfully so. We've seen long-term institutional businesses overridden. We've seen community institutions set on fire. And I want to be very, very clear. The people that are doing this are not Minneapolis residents.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is fighting for his political life in next Tuesday's primary. King was rebuked by the House Republican leadership and stripped of his committee assignments in January of last year after remarks he made that were deemed racist. King, who has served 8 terms in Congress, earlier said he would get back his committee posts if reelected. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he never made those assurances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick has a plan to help protesters in Minnesota, and USA's John Hunt has details.
Colin Kaepernick entered the national spotlight in 2016 when he kneeled during the national anthem and raised his fist to protest racial inequality. Now, as people around the nation protest the death of George Floyd, Kaepernick is stepping in to help by establishing a fund to pay the legal fees for protesters in Minneapolis. The Know Your Rights campaign announced Kaepernick's partnership. A Twitter post from the group said that the fund seeks to support the freedom fighters on the ground and that their work is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Minneapolis. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback tweeted about the fund, saying, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Meatpacking plants that have had to close briefly because of coronavirus outbreaks have been back up and running for several weeks. But production backlogs have been prompting farmers to euthanize thousands of hogs that can't be processed. That is drawing complaints from animal welfare advocates. The preferred method of killing pigs include gunshots or electrocution. But when thousands of them have to be destroyed all at once, the company shuts off the ventilation system, causing heat to build up in the barns and kill the animals. The animal welfare groups say that's inhumane and it should be stopped. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy.